Luke chapter 17, if yours is a Scofield Reference Bible, page 1099, beginning with the third verse, we'll read responsively through verse 10. Once again, Luke chapter 17, verses 3 through 10, page 1099. We'll read the verses responsively, and may we stand, please, as is our custom for the reading of God's Word. Take heed to yourselves. If thy brother trespass against thee, rebuke him. And if he repent, forgive him. And if he trespass against thee seven times in a day, and seven times in a day turn again to thee, saying, I repent, thou shalt forgive him. And the apostles said unto the Lord, increase our faith. And the Lord said, if ye had faith as a grain of mustard seed, ye might say unto this sycamore tree, be thou plucked up by the root, be thou planted in the sea, and it should obey you. But which of you, having a servant plowing or feeding cattle, will say unto him by and by, when he is come from the field, go sit down to meat, and will not rather say unto him, make ready wherewith I may sup, and gird thyself, and serve me, till I have eaten and drunken, and afterward thou shalt eat and drink. Doth he thank that servant because he did the things that were commanded him? I trow not. So likewise ye, when ye shall have done all those things which are commanded you, say, we are unprofitable servants, we have done that which was our duty to do. And let's pray. And Father, thy word is truth. Thank you for the truth. And thank you for the fact that all truth is embodied in this thy word. We pray for your blessing upon the service. And help us to be attentive to the word as it's preached, to the preacher who preaches it. In Jesus' name, amen.
This August, I will completed my 26th year. I lived that long, 26 years, pastor of this church, and I've preached literally thousands of sermons here. Probably never one that will demand your following any more than the one I'm going to bring this morning. I do not know a more shocking passage of Scripture than, are you warm this morning? How many are warm? All right, Brother Randy, knock it down one, if you would, please. What's it on? Make it 47-47-2. And I'm sorry. I was thinking so much about the Lord, I wasn't concerned about the temperature. Did not realize what your mind was on. But anyway, I often say this. Listen very, very carefully. But this is one of the most shocking passages of Scripture. In fact, at surface, it seems to be contradictory to much of the Bible. It is not, and by the time we go home tonight, you will find it is not. But you will find a truth this morning and tonight, probably a different emphasis tonight from that of this morning. But it will require your listening. If you want to get anything out of your Sunday morning service on this Sunday morning, June 9, 1985, you'll have to listen very, very carefully. I'm going to speak this morning on the subject in case you want more faith. Do not turn to it. Let me just read a little bit again and then pray and then bring the message. Take heed to yourselves. If thy brother trespass against thee, rebuke him. Now that doesn't mean scold him. It means tell him. Tell him what he's done against you. If a brother has done something wrong against you, tell him about it. Let him know about it. And if he repent, that means if he changes his mind and asks forgiveness, forgive him. And if he trespass against thee 7 times in a day, and 7 times in a day turn again to thee, saying, I repent, or I change my mind, then thou shalt forgive him. And the apostle said unto the Lord, increase our faith. I guess so. I guess so. Fellow does something against me, and I forgive him. That's at 8 o'clock in the morning. Then at 10 o'clock in the morning, he does the same thing again. And I'm supposed to forgive him again. Then at noon, he does the same thing again. I'm supposed to forgive him again. 2 o'clock in the afternoon, he does the same thing again. I'm supposed to forgive him again. 4 o'clock in the afternoon, he does the same thing. I'm supposed to forgive him. 6 o'clock in the evening, he does the same thing. I'm supposed to forgive him. 9 o'clock at night, he does the same thing. I'm supposed to forgive him. I'll guarantee you, about 4 o'clock in the afternoon, I'm going to bust him. I'm going to let him have it. And that's what the disciples were saying. They were saying, what are you saying? If we're going to do that, you better increase our faith. Lord, increase our faith. If we've got to forgive, actually, if we've got to forgive a fella for the same thing he does against us 7 times in one day, we don't have enough faith for that. We've got to have more faith. And the Lord said, if ye had faith as a grain of mustard seed, ye might say unto this sycamine tree, be thou plucked up with a root, and be thou planted in the sea, and it shall obey you. I want to speak this morning on the subject in case you want more faith. Father, this is not a church where people come to go through the same ritual so they can say they've been to the church house. This is a church where people come to hear truth preached so they can go home and say, I got fed today and I'll be stronger this week. But dear Lord, if we sit here and do not listen, we're no more than the ritual, high church people who go just to have the privilege of saying they went to church. No Bible, no truth, no preaching, no exhorting. So I pray this morning that the truth that goes forth from heaven to these people by way of the lips of this simple preacher shall be absorbed by all of us, please. In Jesus' name, amen. Now from the very first, follow me very, very carefully. Jesus had asked a hard thing of them. He had said, if thy brother trespass against thee. And he comes and says he's sorry and wishes he hadn't done it. Forgive him. That's understandable. That's normal Christianity. But now he goes into an advanced course. He says if he comes again and trespasses against you, does the same thing he did before. Forgive him again if he comes and asks you. And if he does it the third time, forgive him the third time. If he does it the fourth time, forgive him the fourth time. If he does it the fifth time, forgive him the fifth time. If he does it the sixth time, forgive it the sixth time. If he does it the seventh time, forgive him the seventh time. Now, 7 is God's number of completeness. And what he's saying is, doesn't matter how many times he sins against you. The same day, he said, forgive him. And the apostle said, Lord, we can't do that on what faith we have. So, Lord, increase our faith. Now, Jesus told them to go ahead and do it anyway. Now, listen carefully. Hear me carefully. Jesus said, go ahead and do it anyway. Even if you don't have enough faith, go ahead and do it. And they did it. Now, please follow this. When they did what he said to do, because he said to do it, even though they did not have the faith with which to do it, then he increased their faith in response to their doing. They did not increase their doing in response to their faith.
He increased their faith in response to their doing. You see, God does not say to you, if you will obey me, or I'll give you the faith, and then you obey me. No, no. God says you obey me without enough faith. And then I'll raise your faith level to your obedience level. But the obedience rises before the faith rises. So they got that much more faith. Now follow me carefully. They had so much faith, but they had enough faith to forgive this fellow one time. But not enough faith to forgive him seven times a day. So they said, increase our faith. And the Lord said, you go ahead and start forgiving on your own. And then, when you have forgiven up to that level, I will raise your faith up to that level. And then he said, if you want to grow some more, then you obey some more without that much faith. And I will raise your faith level up that much more. You see, they got that much more faith after they had obeyed without the faith. God does not want you to do right because you have faith. God wants you to do right because the Bible says do right. You see, God says, what merit is it for you if you have faith and do something? He says you do something when you don't have faith. My Lord knows the way through the wilderness. I don't know the way. All I have to do is follow. Strength for today is mine all the way, and all that I need for tomorrow. My Lord knows the way through the wilderness. All I have to do is follow. But God does not give us the faith to do something. We do something, and God gives us the faith to continue doing that something. Let me give some observations, and don't leave me now. God gives you some faith. Number two, He gives you a task to do that requires more faith than you have. You say, how can I face this thing? You face it because God says face it. How can I do this thing? You do it because God says do it. You say, how can I bear the load I have to bear? You do it because God says do it. And God says, after I have seen you do it, then I will raise your faith level to your obedience level. Do you understand what I'm saying? You understand it? God is saying this. You say, oh, if I had more faith, I'd do more. No, you wouldn't. No, you get more faith because you do more. So, God gives you some faith. He gives you a task to do that requires more faith. Listen to me now. Listen to me now. Listen, young people. Listen. No talking. Listen to me. God gives you... Everybody here needs what I'm saying this morning. God gives you a measure of faith. Then God comes along to test your devotion to Him. And God says, this is what I want you to do. Now, you do it without faith. You do it because you're supposed to do it. Brother, if you took all the things I've done in my life that I didn't have faith to do, that I've done, you'd cut half the things I've done. You say, preacher, if God had given me the faith, I'd do it. No, God won't give you the faith until you do it. See, the continuation of a certain thing, God gives you the faith. But the initial doing of that certain thing, you do it, and in response to your doing it, God gives you the faith. Well, this is good. Now listen carefully. He then gives you that much faith. You can now maintain a higher level by the faith He gives you. But the reaching of that higher level is up to you. That's what it says here. The reaching of that higher level, God says, if you love me, you'll keep my commandments. You'll do my work. You'll do my will. So God comes along and God says, this is what I want you to do. Everybody in this room has done things you didn't believe could be done. You've jumped higher. You've gone farther. You've worked, done, accomplished things you did not think you could do. They call that potential energy. And you do something, and you say, I don't know how I'm going to do it. I'll just take off and start doing it. And as you do it, then God raises your faith level to your obedience level, and then you can continue doing that same thing, and you see what God has done. Now, let me have your minds again. You do what God says do without the faith. You have some faith, but not that much. You go ahead and do it. Then God gives you the faith to fill up your obedience. Then you can continue on that level by faith because you see what God did in response to your obedience that got you to that level. Are you as dumb as you look? Listen carefully. He then sends you another. Let me illustrate what I mean. Let me illustrate what I mean. I'm on this level right here. I have enough faith to walk on this level right here. But God says, I want you on this level. I say, but dear God, give me the faith and I'll do it. Give me the faith, I'll go off to college. Give me the faith, I'll tithe. Give me the faith, I'll be strong enough to be a soul winner. But God says, I want you up here. And I said, Lord, give me the faith and I'll climb up here. God says, no, I won't give you the faith. You climb because you love me. So I climb up here and God then gives me faith to stay up here. God does not give me faith to get up here. God gives me faith to stay up here. And so now then, I'm walking on this level. And then God says, I want you up here on this level now. And I say, dear God, I don't have enough faith. Give me the faith. I'll go to that level. God says, you obey me because I said do it. That's why it says faith cometh by hearing and hearing with the Word of God. Word of God tells you what to do. Now you're supposed to do it, faith or no faith. But you don't know what you're supposed to do if you don't live in the book. You live in the book, and so God says, I want you up here. And you say, Lord, give me faith, I'll climb up there. And God says, I'll give you the faith after you've climbed up there. So I launch out without the faith and obey God and step up a higher step. Then God raises my faith so I can stay on this plane by faith. That's what the Bible means. It says faith without works is dead. The works comes. When the work comes, God gives you grace and strength and courage to rise to the higher level. And then God gives you faith to stay on that higher level. Listen, don't you blame God because you're not growing in grace. Don't you sit there and wait for faith to come. Your works comes first. Not talking about salvation now. I'm talking about growth and grace. I'm pressing on the upward way. New heights I'm gaining every day. Still praying as I onward bound. Lord, plant my feet on higher ground. Lord, lift me up and let me stand by faith on heaven's table and a higher plane. Now, how do I get that higher plane? The apostle said, Lord, give us more faith. He said, do what you're supposed to do, faith or no faith. So I step up on this higher plane and God raises my faith level, but the faith level is only raised to my obedience level. Listen, what this whole world needs is a group of believers who are obedient to that book and obedient to the call of God. And when you're obedient to God, then God raises your faith. Faith sustains you on the level that works, which works raise you. Now then, I believe God can care for me. I have faith to believe it's okay on this level because God has given me faith. Now a while ago, I only had faith for this level. But I worked and God gave me more faith. And I worked and God gave me more faith. And I worked and God gave me more faith. Now God comes along and says, I want you to step up here. And I said, Lord, I don't have faith to step up there. He says, do it anyhow. Well, one of the most important things I've said around here in years, and I've said often, is that little statement I made to one of our young men who said, Brother Hiles, I have trouble with lying. You have any way that I can correct that? I said, sure. He said, what? I said, tell the truth from now on. God, you give me the faith, I'll tell the truth. God says, you tell the truth, I'll give you faith. God, give me the faith, I'll quit gossiping. God says, you quit gossiping, I'll give you the faith. God, you give me the faith, I'll tithe. God says you tithe, then I'll give you the faith. And God continues to increase your faith as you step up again, and God says, okay, you're up there. Lord, I'm up here, but I'm scared to death. Then God says, I'll give you faith to believe I'll take care of you up there. But I want you to know something. I want you to know this, that as your faith increases, And as you continue to go up that hill, you go up, and then God gives you faith to stay there. And then after a while, you go up again, and God gives you faith there. I want you to know this, that the higher you go, the steeper the climb. Now I want you to know this, the higher you go, the more difficult the journey. I want you to know this, the higher you go, the more the obstacles. I'm saying, and God is saying, if you want to become a great Christian someday, become a woman of great faith, then you do great works, you do great obedience, and you can go as high as your obedience will allow you to go. And as you go higher, I raise your faith to that level. And then you don't go every day. You continue to live at that level by faith. And then God comes along and says, go higher. And obedience brings you higher, and that faith is raised up, that obedience. That's what the disciples are saying here. Now, faith doesn't come before obedience. Faith comes after obedience. The more obedience, the more faith. Each step of growth is caused by obedience that goes beyond the faith possessed. God gives you your faith to match what you have done. You do more than faith will allow. You keep your works ahead of faith. You must earn faith. Obedience is the seed. Faith is the crop. You plant no seed of obedience, you get no crop of faith. You do not obey more and go up more and do more. You don't believe more. See, when you do something and because God says do it, and then you realize that God sees you through it, that gives you faith to that level because you see what God has done. Let me give you the steps. Follow me carefully. One by one. First, some faith. Second, obedience. Third, grace. God gives you grace before He gives you faith. Fourth, courage. Fifth, victory. Sixth, more faith. Seventh, you maintain that level for a while. Let me illustrate. Brother Cole, step right here. All right. Brother Colston, I want you, I'm digging up some potatoes here. I want to give you some of my potatoes. When I bend over, kick me, would you please? All right. Not hard. Listen, not like I did you the other day. Don't forget this scripture here. All right. Ready? I'm getting you some. Oh! You kicked me while I was digging potatoes for you.
Yes, sir. I'm sorry.
You're forgiven. Let me get you these potatoes, please. You kicked me again. These potatoes are for you, buddy.
I'm sorry. You're forgiven.
You're kicking faster every time.
I'm enjoying it.
A little harder every time. I'm dreading that seventh one after a while. You kicked me. I'm digging these potatoes for you.
I'm really sorry.
You're forgiven. You kicked me again. I'm doing you a favor, man.
I'm sorry.
You're forgiven. Oh, good night, man. I'm getting calloused. I love you. I'm trying to be good to you. I'm trying to help you. I'm trying to feed your family. I'm sorry. You're forgiven. Now, follow me carefully. This illustration. You forgive a friend. You forgive him again. Okay, hear me now. You forgive a friend. God says forgive him. And you have that much faith. I believe that I can forgive my friends. God comes along and says, God, that's what you do. I want you to forgive him again. What? You done saying that again? Forgive him again? Yeah. Lord, you got to increase my faith. You go ahead and forgive him again, and I'll give you more faith. Okay, you're forgiven. Now I have faith. God gives me faith to forgive him again. But what happens? The Lord says, I want you to forgive him seven times in one day. Lord, I've got to have more faith. You forgive him seven times, I'll give you seven times faith. You're forgiven, you're forgiven, you're forgiven, you're forgiven, you're forgiven, you're forgiven, you're forgiven. And the Lord says, okay, now I've raised your faith. The Lord comes along and says, now I want you to do something else. I want you not only to forgive your friends, I want you to forgive your enemies. What? Forgive my enemies? Lord, I just got enough faith to forgive my friends 77 times a day, and you want me to forgive my enemies? That's right. I haven't got enough faith. He said, go ahead and do it anyhow. I'll give you the faith once you do it. So I forgive my enemies. The Lord said, I got something else for you. Won't you climb a little higher than that? I want you to go and apologize to the fella who's done wrong against you. What? What in the world, God, are you talking about? I forgave my friend, and he did something against me. That's more than I usually do. But I've got faith now to believe it's okay. And then he did it 7 times in one day, and I forgave him. You gave me faith. I did that. But now, Lord, you asked me to do it 70 times 7. I did it 490 times, and you're not going to kick me 490 times this morning. I did it 490 times. And Lord, you expect me now to forgive my enemies? Yeah. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Those that are your enemies. Those that love to kill you. Those that love to destroy you. Lord, I got enough faith to forgive 70 times 7, but I haven't got enough faith to forgive that guy's trying to destroy me. You go ahead and do it. But if he comes and asks me, no, you go to him. What? Yeah. What? Yeah. You mean? Yeah, that's what I mean. Lord, I haven't got faith for that. Do it anyhow. Okay. Here goes. I go initiate reconciliation to my enemy. And the Lord says, I got more faith for you. So now I'm living on a higher plane. Not only do I forgive my friend, not only do I forgive my friend 7 times in one day, not only do I forgive my friend 70 times, 7, 490 times, not only do I forgive my friends and forgive my enemies, but now I have enough faith to live on the plane to seek reconciliation to those who are my enemies who tried to kill me. Lord said, I got another step for you. You mean I got to do more than this? Yeah. I want you to do good to them. Do good to them? Yeah. Buy him a suit. Buy him a suit? Yeah, buy him a suit. He tried to kill me. Buy him a suit. Buy him a suit? I'll buy him a suit that's electrically charged. I haven't got enough faith. The Lord says you do it. Why?
I said do it. I haven't got enough faith. Don't do it because you need faith. Do it because I said do it.
If you want to become a man of great faith, Hiles, you've got to become first a man of great obedience. And as high as your obedience will take you, that's exactly how high I'll fill your cup of faith. And when you quit obeying me first, I'll quit letting you grow in faith. Thank you, Brother John. Illustration. Follow me. Carefully. I have a burden. No, you have a burden. No, we have a burden. You can bear it. You have a burden, but you can bear it. You have faith to believe you can see it through. And then God comes along and says, I want to give you a heavier burden. You say, Lord, I can't bear a heavier burden. I don't have the faith. He says, you bear it. And when you pick up that heavier burden, take up thy cross and follow me. I hear the blessed Savior call. So I said, Lord, that's a bigger cross than I've been bearing. The Lord said, take it up, this big cross. I said, Lord, I can't carry this one. He said, pick it up and carry it. I haven't got the faith. He said, pick it up and carry it. And I pick it up. And I carry it. And just as I've been beneath the load, the Lord says, I got faith now commensurate to your obedience. And so I carry this cross. The Lord comes along and says, I got a heavier cross for you now. Lord, I've got enough faith that I can bear the one I got. I've got enough faith to believe I can bear the burden I have now. Lord said, I want you to bear a bigger burden. Lord, I can't bear a bigger burden. Yeah, you can bear a bigger burden. Even if you don't bear it, I want you to do it. But Lord, I may die. Okay, he said, I want you to die bearing your burden then. Well, give me faith and I will. No, I'll give you faith after you do.
so you walked over. And I said, "Dear God, I don't believe I can make it." God says, "You passed the test again. I got some more faith for you. It's time to grow again. The burden is bigger. The burden is heavier. It's time to grow again." I want to tell you something. Every time you decide that God wants you, God decides He wants you to grow in grace, He's going to give you a bigger burden to bear, a bigger cross to carry a heavier load to bear. And every time you pick another load up, it's going to be much heavier than the one that you had before. But ladies and gentlemen, it all depends on how much load you'll pick up and how much you'll obey as to how much faith you'll get. You want to be a man of great faith? You want to be a woman of great faith? And you just take the burden God gives you and bear it on your own. And about the time, Brother John, come here. You do this. I'm a little tired. I'm God. Brother John, the burden you're bearing now, it's pretty hard to bear, but you can do it, can't you? You're sort of dumb, aren't you? Your burden is mental problems. But you can do it, the burden you got now, because you've been bearing that same burden, and you know you can live with it, right? You've got faith. But now, I, as God, Brother Colston, want you to pick up a heavier burden right there. You don't think you can do it? So what you do? You pick it up, Brother John, because I said pick it up. And notice he bends beneath the load. And all of a sudden, he's about to fall beneath the load. And I give him more strength. And he learns that he can carry a bigger burden. And as he learns he can carry that bigger burden, then God gives him the faith to believe he can. Now he can sustain. See, faith is a sustainer of heights. Works is the achiever of heights. So he can sustain the burden. But I come along and say, "Brother John, I got a heavier burden for you to bear now. I want you to pick that one up, John. You don't have faith? Brother John, you're not supposed to do what I say because you have faith. You're supposed to do what I say because you love me. Do you love me? If you love me, you'll keep my commandments and do my will. Pick up that burden." He picks up the heavier burden, heavier than he's ever thought he could bear. And all of a sudden, he bows beneath the load like somebody right now. And God comes along and says, "Here, I'll pick you up and I'll give you strength." And now he can sustain that because the faith has reached the level of his burden. If the world from you withhold of its silver and its gold, and you have to get along with meager fare, just remember in His Word how He feeds the little bird. Take your burden to the Lord and leave it there. And I'll guarantee you that's what it means in 1 Corinthians 10:13 when it says, "There's no temptation taken you but such is common to man. But God is faithful, who will not suffer you to be tempted above that you're able, and with the temptation also make a way to escape." And that temptation there is talking about testing and a load you've got to carry. And once you carry that load and obey God and do what God said to do, then the eternal God with His everlasting arm reaches down and raises you up. And then you can live a higher plane than I have found. And you've reached that higher ground by your obedience. And once you reach it, scared to death because you're on such a high peak, God comes and gives you a transfusion of faith commensurate to your obedience. What are you saying, preacher? I'm saying pick up the burden God's given you to bear. Pick it up. Because He said pick it up. I'm saying do the next thing God said to do. Why? Because God said to do it. You say, "Preacher, if I had the faith, I'd do it." No, you won't get the faith until you do it. Because God says, "I'll give you the faith when you've given me your obedience." Thank you, Brother John. Now, listen carefully and I'm through. God has given some of you folks heavier burdens recently. You can refuse to bear them because you haven't the faith to believe you can bear that much alone. I'm looking around at folks this morning, and through my mind, names are flying and shooting and faces coming in my mind all over this room this morning. And you had something hit you and you said, "I don't believe I can take it. I haven't got the faith to take it." God said, "You don't have to have the faith to take it. You just take it. And there are folks all over this room who've lifted, reached down and picked up that heavy burden. And you raised it up and you've almost fallen. And God said, you did what I said. I got something for you. I got sustaining faith for you. And God has told you something to do. You get there. I don't know how I can. You don't have to know how. Just take off starting. I don't think the Israelites knew when they walked in the Red Sea what was going to happen. But they walked in the Red Sea. And when they took the step of walking into the Red Sea, then God gave them faith. After He gave them grace and strength. Just in case you want more faith. That's the way you get it. The next thing that God says to do and you don't know how you can do it, do it. Then the faith will rise to your doing level. The next thing God says to do, do it. The faith will rise to your obedience level. Next thing God says to do, do it. Your faith will rise to the works level. Next burden God says to bear, bear it. He'll give you faith. First He gives you grace and courage and strength to get to that level. Then He gives you faith to believe you can sustain it then. Marvelous grace of our loving Lord. Wonderful, the matchless grace of Jesus. Don't you shrink at the will of God for your life. Don't you shrink at the burden you have to bear. Don't you shrink at the load you have to carry. Don't you shrink at the hill you have to climb. Because, brother, as soon as you get to the top of the hill, God's got a whole truckload of faith. He's going to unload in your gizzard and give you the ability to sustain the height to which you've climbed. Our Heavenly Father.